Megan Gilger, and welcome to the Fresh Exchange Podcast. So that's what we're going to talk about today. As some of you know, I have been running Fresh Exchange for, I believe, 13... No, wait, let me think about this. I started it in 2010. So yeah, 13 years. And Fresh Exchange has evolved over that time. I feel incredibly insightful that I had a name that went from being this, like, this brand name for this blog that was super random that I started, that it carried all the way through all the transitions and all the places that I've been in my creative career. And I think when you're 21 years old, about to get married, who you are is very different than who you become when you are 36, have two children, and have moved unbelievably a number of times, traveled the world, gone through so many seasons of life that you aren't that person that you started with, right? And I've struggled. There was a piece, and I'll link to it in the show notes. There was a piece that was written this summer. Actually, it was written in the spring, but it was shot the summer before, and then it came out this year. That's how long media takes to come out sometimes in published world. And it was all about me making that transition within Fresh Exchange and how I went from being, and it's a really great read if you want more background on this, if you're like coming into this and you're like, wait, what? What is she talking about? So if you don't, if you haven't been with me like the last 13 years or even the last 8 years or five, you are going to be coming into this like kind of shocked, maybe with the story. I don't know. I don't know what your reaction will be. And I've been like trying to debate about how to do this podcast, thus my silence all summer or most of the summer, because I knew this was coming, but now it wasn't planned out enough. It didn't have the legs underneath it. I hadn't done the work to really understand where it was going. And now I do. So I feel like I can have this conversation. There may be some places that I'm going to want to edit out, but I'm not going to do it. This is going to be a complete stream of consciousness. And I think you guys will really appreciate it. I know I'm going to. It's probably going to feel really cathartic to tell you guys. And I've already discussed all this with our members within our community. They've been made aware of it. Whether they've listened to that, that is sort of in their court. But this is a big podcast because it's the beginning of one thing and the ending of another. And I think you guys are going to be excited. I think some of you, this may not resonate, and that's okay. I know that going into it. And we're never intended to be right for everyone in every season of life. But I will be really right, and this will be really right for so many people. And I know that because of the work that's gone into this, the thought that's gone into this, the years of self-work that has gone into this. And I feel ready. So if you knew the blog even 7 years ago, I was what you would say an influencer. I had sponsored content. People sent me products. My doorstep constantly had things that came to me for free. Some things I knew about, some things I didn't. Everything felt as if it was a photo shoot. My life needed to look a certain way. My day-to-day needed to look a certain way. Everything had an expectation. And when I got pregnant, everything about that started becoming that way too. And then one day, after that baby ended up in my arms, I was going through a postpartum depression and anxiety with all the pressure of getting back to my shape. I was expected to have these photo shoots done for a brand. I won't say the brand because it's not their fault, and I was 2 weeks postpartum and I couldn't fit in the clothes. If you have been a postpartum woman, not fitting in the clothes before that you had before and after 2 weeks is nothing. We all know everyone's body is so different and handles the trauma of what it is to give birth. And some people, it doesn't ever emerge on their body. Some people it does. Some people it takes 3 years for it to shift. Some it takes 3 months. Some it takes 2 weeks. Every woman is different. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it was a spiral moment and it was a critical moment for me. And I got through it. I figured out how to do that photo shoot. But I felt like total shit. Like, I cannot explain it to you. And it was the beginning of the end for me because it was in that moment that I realized I didn't want my life to be a photo shoot. I didn't want people to know my kids' lives intimately. I didn't want to share their life intimately. I didn't want to share my own life that way. It wasn't who I was. I loved writing, though. I loved writing stories, telling stories about trips and things like that. But when the kids arrived, having a life that was photo worthy, quote unquote, then, I think it's shifted now, but I still think it's there. The influencer life, I think, was something I walked into because I could do what I loved, which is writing and telling story and doing all that and be in travel. And I got paid to do it all at the same time. And it was really nice. But then when I had kids, I realized how invasive it was and it really changed everything. And when we moved, I decided to share some of the journey of different things, but if you have followed it all, you'll know that I don't share my kids' lives. I don't share anything about having kids really other than tidbits here and there about what it is for them in my story. So that was sort of the first line that was drawn in that world. And I began walking away from the traditional blogging model. But I felt really lost because I love writing. I love telling that story. But as I evolved and wanted to continue my career and wanted to continue blogging and wanted to continue Fresh Exchange, I tried to find a new avenue. That new avenue became gardening. And the reason it became gardening was because I felt like it just aligned with everything that I wanted to do in the world. I no longer wanted to support that consumerist mindset. It didn't feel right to me. I didn't want to be held accountable to this aesthetic, this look. I wanted to encourage people to get outside, to find something that was deeper in the world than what we could consume. Because I knew from my own experience of being somebody from the north in northern world and living in the seasons growing up, and then somebody who walked away from a lot of that because I believed that somehow not having seasons and having this like level point in my life where it was like the weather is always between 50 and 85 degrees. So it was always something I didn't have to wear snow boots all the time. Or if I did, it was only for a few weeks. I believed that that was better. And for some people it is, there's nothing wrong with that, but it wasn't for me. And walking away from it made me realize how important it is. And when I came back after our son was born and I moved back to Michigan and we lived out on this little peninsula while our house was being built, and I went through that whole process and I learned to eat with the seasons again. And I remembered all the things about my childhood that were so beautiful and wonderful and grounding. I began to understand the seasons in a deeper and more pivotal, amazing way, navigating early motherhood, breaking out of postpartum depression, and finding something that was deeper and more meaningful. And it took time to completely walk out of the influencer world. I really didn't cut all ties really until the last like 2 years. I still had a few sponsors. But they were people that, you know, it's hard because it was income. You know, and that's just the plain simple facts of it. But I tried to choose things that I really believed in those final times, and things that we were already using in our home that felt natural and it fit. But it's hard. Anyone who's done this gets it. They totally understand it. And I don't expect everybody to understand it. And I know it's a point of privilege, but I need you guys to understand the story, because I think stories are so important to get us to where we're going, right? We have to look back in order to move forward. And right now we're in the point of trying to remember where we came from. And so when I experienced all that, I understood on a new level how beautiful and amazing it is to understand that seasons of life happen, and seasons of grieving and growth and fallowness and, you know, abundance and all these things, it can coincide and move together. And nature is the most amazing gift, because it teaches us how to navigate those times of our life. And they're not always going to be in summer, and they're not always going to be in winter. And in fact, there's many times that winter of our life is going to arrive in summer of nature. And that's going to be hard. But if we understand this, I realized we... And the best way to understand it is to connect to nature. And what is a great way to connect to nature? The garden. And I had all this skill. And that's why I shifted into talking about the garden for the last 3 years. And I still love talking about the garden. There's nothing wrong with talking about the garden. But in the process of learning and understanding the garden and starting our membership and teaching the courses and doing all this, I came to there was a business realization and there was a business career, we'll put it in that world, and a real conversation about what I wanted, because I had gone through that season of raising my kids full time, COVID, all of that mixed in there. My kids couldn't go to school the same way. I didn't have the childcare. So I really built teaching gardening was a great way to maintain, to continue this trajectory of my career that I loved and wanted. I wanted to get people into the world of connecting with garden. And I loved talking about bugs, and I was doing these things with my kids, and, you know, it felt like a really natural next step to, you know, in some way ground and put my career into this new area. And Fresh Exchange like lent to it so naturally and so easily as a name. But the one thing about gardening is that there's so much amazing, free and accessible content on the internet. And that is so incredible. I love that. But unfortunately, it's also something that makes it hard to build a business out of. There are ways to do it. And there are people who have done it. Shout out to Kevin, Epic Gardener, and so many other incredible accounts that I've been lucky to get to know and connect with over these years. There's so many incredible people in the gardening community, and it's one of the most like warm and inviting worlds compared to some of the other ones I've been in as a creative. And this has been so great to make those connections and to build a following in that way that is centered around something as beautiful and amazing as connecting with nature, especially in the garden. But in that process, I realized what I am best at and what just filled me to the brim is discussing the seasons. And I have been working on a side project for a few years, or almost a few years, about a year and a half. Still working on it. It's slow going, but that's okay. And in that process, it's all about seasons, because what the garden has taught me is this rhythm and movement and how nature has an answer for all these things. And I recently listened to, and I'm linking it in the newsletter that will go out with this podcast today, more on that in a minute, but I listened to a podcast from On Being about biomimicry. One of my followers sent it to me, and she was like, I listened to this and I couldn't stop thinking of you. And I'm so glad she sent it, because I never heard a word put to this, but utilizing nature as our guide for how to do things. And in this particular situation, it really applies to engineering and design, which I also find completely fascinating as somebody who is a designer. But what I loved about it was it put a word to the fact that what I've been trying to do and talk about and just been so absorbed in anywhere outside of Instagram and all these other spaces that you may see me, there's a whole world that I have written across my desk and post-it notes and charts about how nature teaches us to mimic what it does in our own life, and how important it is to pay attention to it. In fact, Mary Oliver said in Upstream, if you've ever read that book of hers, it's, I think it was her last one before she passed. She says, attention is the beginning of devotion. And when we start paying attention, whether that's in a relationship with someone else, whether that's a relationship with ourselves, whether that's a relationship with nature, we naturally create a level of devotion over time. And so I realized what the garden allowed me to do was to pay attention. And in return, I found a deeper devotion to nature and a respect for nature. And I found a deeper sense of self and devotion to self, how to care for myself through the winter, how to care for myself during summer. And that there are things that, as modern humans, whether you live in New York City, Arizona, California, Michigan, Canada, South America, it doesn't matter. There are seasons that we all navigate through, and we can believe, whether that's in life or nature, and we can believe that they're not there, but they're subtle. Even in California, your vegetation changes. In Hawaii, it slightly changes. The birds still move. There are things that happen, but only if we pay close enough attention. So, what does this mean? So, as of December, actually, our members will start changing things up beginning this next week, or this week. And things are going to start changing for them. And I have built this amazing, beautiful community, and I love all of them. We have an incredible 150 members. It has been such a joy to spend the last few years, but they all have, a group of them have continually told me they want to learn more about this. And it was the first encouragement that I had, that other than the deep-seated feeling that this is what I wanted to do. And as I was also working on this project, and I was like, you know, I think I want to do this. And it was actually, oddly, when I had COVID, where I was like in the sauna sweating, and I came out from the sauna feeling incredible, probably the best I'd ever felt, oddly. I don't know why during COVID it was that, but I'm sure there's some medical reason. But there, I walked away and I was like, I know what I need to do. So I decided to start exploring this idea of what is it to talk about the seasons and help others navigate this process of understanding how the seasons in nature can correlate to us understanding ourselves and what it is to be human and what it is to navigate seasons within our own life in a more intentional, practical way. This is not about like rewilding ourselves or, you know, doing something that adds a lot of routine to our life. It's not a checklist. It's not a seasonal list of things that you do to enjoy that season. Instead, this is about paying attention to nature and paying attention to ourselves and how do they correlate and what can we learn from one another in order to live more intentionally, purposefully, in a more grounded, peaceful, and content way. Because that's what I found in this process myself. And the garden is a piece of that. And so I will be continuing to offer courses. The courses that are within our community right now are going to move outside and they will be able to be individually purchased. I think only like two of them are going to move out, which is the beginner course and the herb garden course. And those will be individually accessible. But that's it. We'll keep the blog content there that as it is. But everything that is Fresh Exchange is moving away from Fresh Exchange. Fresh Exchange will no longer be an entity as it is. And that, believe me, has taken, I believe, 3 years of work to believe that I could remove myself from this brand. It's massive. And when I told my girlfriends about this and come to this realization, they both like dropped their mouths because everything they've ever known about me has always been Fresh Exchange. Fresh Exchange has always been synonymous with Megan Gilger. And it's like losing an arm in some way. And it felt harder in the beginning, and now it feels right. So I know this is a good thing. And I know a lot of my friends who have been in the blogging world that are doing something similar in some capacity in their own field of interest. And they've completely shifted away from their blog name that felt so synonymous with their real name. And so the site by probably December will be known as megangilger.com, not freshexchange.com. And then, so what happens on this other side? Where do I do all this stuff? Well, welcome to Substack. A few, like probably 6-8 months ago, I followed other Substacks, but I had a friend, Kristen, I'm going to give you a shout out here, who was like, have you thought about starting a Substack? And I was like, I don't know. I guess I hadn't. And then I started exploring it and I was like, oh my gosh, this is like what blogging used to be. And it feels really silly, but I missed that so deeply, to have just a space to write and share ideas and like teach in that way. The things that I was coming across and sharing, and I love writing a newsletter, but the newsletter has also became kind of tedious in a way that I didn't like. And there was all this stuff. And along the thread of in all of this is one other thing that I have to mention. And it is the fact that like pre-kids, I was uber creative. Like I had so much space to just endlessly create. And when they came along, nothing against them. In fact, I think it's a great thing that they shifted my ability to have space for this, because I think whenever we have limits on our creativity, it allows us a new space to create. I think limits are good. But instead of just freely roaming through my creativity, I had to do it in time, in windows, or I don't know, this is where writing became so important to me too, because I would go on walks with my kids and I would write whole paragraphs in my head walking outside on the land and working in the garden and things like that. That's where all of my writing has always come from. But I lost touch with some of these other things, like my handwriting, like doing handwriting stuff and writing quotes out and not overthinking my work and just doing what feels good. And everything had to have purpose because my space was so limited. And my kids are both in school, one's part-time, one's full-time. And now that they're back in school, it felt like, wow, I can have this space again. I can play in a way that hasn't been exactly possible. Sure, I still have time constraints. And the older they get, the more space is created, not just because they're in school, but because they are more independent. They don't need me in the same way that they did when they were so tiny. And I'm not somebody who's incredibly good at the tiny stage. I absorbed it fully and I feel very grateful for what I was able to and how I did enjoy it and how wonderful it was. But there was this constraint on my creativity and limits on me that were very hard. And it feels really good to have a space again. It feels, it's not about algorithms. I mean, there is an algorithm there, but it's not in the same way. I don't know how to describe it, but anyone who's joined Substack or jumped into reading Substacks there and utilize the platform, I think you'll understand. And especially if you were like either a blogger back in the day, or you were somebody who read blogs, particularly when Google Reader was around, there was a similarity to what Substack is in correlation to Google Reader. If you know, you know. So it's been really good also to start creating, to doing my writing and my work in a way that both is valued and I don't know how to describe it, but creativity needs space, and it needs space to blossom, and it needs space for bad things to be made. Like really bad things, like things you never want anyone to see. And there's lots of writing and spaces that I've done that in. But now to do that with my other end of my creativity, my handwriting, my photos, and like how it all correlates, and like playing with nature and in these new ways, things that I've always done and I finding value again in them has been monumental. And it is not something that can exist in the space, in the space of Fresh Exchange where I've been. It needs to pivot and it has to change. And I think 13 years into any career, anyone would agree, like, yeah, it's time to change. So anyways, the Substack is megangilger.substack.com, but it's called Through the Seasons with Megan Gilger. And the podcast will be changing to that name as well. So there is a paid version of the Substack, which is $5 a month or $50 a year, which gets you, I believe, two months for free, I believe. I'd have to do the math. Yes. Yes. And Substack is great because it just takes 10% of whatever I'm getting in subscriptions is what I pay. I never even see it. I don't even have to think about it. It's like taxes, you know, when you work for a corporation. So it's very simple. But if you want to, there is a free one that this podcast will come out with. The podcast moving forward, it will be every Friday, and it will be focused on the short reflection that I put into the free newsletter, which will also come out on Fridays through my Substack. So you can go right now and sign up for free for it. And when you sign up for free, you can also get a discount on a paid membership at any time. So there's your little like secret in. If you are a member in our community right now, make sure you go into the community and read the post, because you, for supporting me over the past 2 years, 2+ years, some of you get a whole entire year for free. And I am, because it's just deep gratitude. Like, so many of you have supported me and been like my biggest cheerleaders. And I wouldn't be able to make this choice and to do this without you guys. And so this is massive. And I want you guys to feel as if you're part of this next stage with me, because I know so many of you will support me whether I gave you this or not, but I want to. It's my gift to you, because I'm gonna be building this over the next year, and it's gonna take some people who, like you guys that have supported me, to give me feedback and to give me your thoughts. And so I'm gonna need that. So if you're a member, make sure you do that. And I trust all of you. Thank you so much for being there for me. It means the world. But all that to say, that free newsletter will be really cool, because the podcast is going to be these seasonal reflections, like shorter reflections, not ones that I'm writing, but more of me just talking with you. Like, I went on this walk, and when I was out on my walk today, I was watching everything and, you know, listening to things and how much it shifted over this time and what it looks like to go from this time period between where we are right now to where we want to be, and how much that correlates to my current situation. But we talk so much, like this was the one that I would be posting today, for instance, because this happened to me on Monday, and I would be wanting to share this with you on Friday. And the reflection would be going on this walk. It doesn't look like things have dramatically changed, but we're at the end of summer. There's very clearly color on the trees, and this comes out on the first day of summer, but this would have been a Monday that I experienced this. And then, you know, it's not something that you can really take photos of and be like, wow, look at all the change. Change doesn't happen immediately. It's not a before and after. And we love before and afters, but there is this space between the before and after where the work is done and it is beautiful in its own way, but it has to be. It is where all of the diligence and patience and unseen work happens. That's what's happening in nature right now. The change is evident that it's going to happen. This is our podcast today. And then in just a few weeks' time, all the colors will be there. Everything will have changed. And by the end of October, all these will be gone. And it's so important to pay attention to this, because it tells us what it is to transition ourselves. That we really want that before and after, but we need to also celebrate what is in between. The hard work, the things that are unseen, the way the trees are shifting right now, right as we walk past them. It is not evident. It is not, you cannot hear it. You will not be able to see it for months. And that's what happens with work and transition in ourselves, in our things that we love to do, whether we're renovating a home, whether we're growing children, when, no matter, we're going through school, whatever it may be, the work between the before and after is the most important. And the before and after lets us celebrate what we did between, but we have to be able to celebrate the between as much as we do the before and after. That is what we will be bringing to the new podcast through the seasons. And I am so pumped about it. And I'm sure Mike is too, because then he's going to be like, oh, I get to hear these things and give you feedback, but I don't have to be the only one who hears them all the time. And so, and all this has affected him as I've talked about it. And it is really cool because he doesn't think this way. And so I know that it's important stuff to share with the world. And I hope you guys feel that way too. I mean, it's very clear you guys do like this, that are followers of the podcast, because without a doubt, the top listened to podcasts have always been these conversations. So I think we're ready for this. And I hope, maybe I'm the one who's just been holding us up here, but I feel ready for it. And I don't know what lies ahead for it. It's a massive shift. It's just a big change of a lot of things. But it owns who I am, and it owns the gift that I feel like I have uniquely, and in a way that I don't know if I've done in a really long time. But I think if I were to look at the before and after, the years in between, speaking to what I was just talking about, that led me to this point, I would say this is already the after in some ways, because I feel like I've been making this transition for a long time. And I've mentioned some things here and there, but I haven't been able to put words to it for a long time too. And because it's hard to when you're in the middle of something. So I know this is a long podcast today, but I think you guys are going to appreciate it. So if you want to support, you can support for free. Any sort of subscription is support, okay? So I totally understand if you're not at a place where you want to do that, but I still want you guys to get this newsletter, because not only will it have that in it, but it will have this podcast reminder, and it comes in your inbox every week on Friday, but it will also have, I wrote it all down, so let me go to my notes because I'm putting together the first one today. But it will also have, a seasonal, like different things in fall, for instance, like as we go into seasons, like that week, one week, it might have something to do with routines, like things that are more natural to do in the fall season. And not a checklist, but things that are like how to move your body, like what feels most natural, how to shift our food, you know, different things like that, that may start feeling like they're just thoughts, you know, and things like that. And then also, I'll be sharing things that are like top of mind for me, anything from things I'm listening to that week that may be relevant to our conversation that week, all sorts of things along those lines. And then I'll always have a new playlist. You guys used to love these. I still make them, but they're not as public. So I'll be putting those in there. And then there will always be some sort of book or quote or something like that that I'm pulling from or thinking of, and or that I read that week that I'm going to pull in along with this reflection in a longer way. The podcast will talk through it, and then I'll have it written more in the podcast or in the email. So I think you guys are really going to enjoy this email, even the free one. If you're paid, you still get that. You also get way more, such as a seasonal guide that actually walk you through, and you get it at the beginning of every single season. And then you will also be getting like seasonal events. If you're been a member, you understand these events. And instead of teaching solely gardening, we're going to talk about, you know, we'll have member chats where we can like talk about gardening and talk about these other things. But that'll be more like a stream conversation, which I think will be really fun. But then these events will be ways that we can connect more face to face and do something together like that. And then I will also be sharing my essays. If you've been a subscriber to this Substack already, you've been getting these essays are going to move into the paid because they take a lot of time. And I really want to make sure that they're being valued deeply, because I put Some of them have been written over the course of almost 2 years. So they're like pieces of art. And I really, really put a lot of effort into them. And so those will be within paid subscription. And then every week, I will also have a shorter newsletter that'll come out for paid subscribers that will also be how to pay attention this week. So it's something, a simple way to observe or track changes in yourself and nature. And these will be given to you weekly. It's sort of like a prompt that you can carry through the week and help you be more mindful of yourself and nature's transitions and how it all correlates together. So there's a whole system, and it all comes to those that are paid within the Substack. So I hope you guys are interested in this, and it doesn't feel like a jolting decision. It's incredibly nerve-wracking to shift your career, as some of you probably know, but it's not that much of a shift. I'm still kind of doing the same thing, but just in a new way. So, and with a new conversation. And on the Instagram, I will still be talking about gardening in my garden and still randomly teaching some things here and there. And my garden teaching, I've decided to focus more of my teaching and events. I'll do some here locally. I really like teaching in person. It really fulfills me in a new way that I haven't been able to connect with over the years because of COVID. And now I feel like that feels more possible and it feels more natural with my schedule to do that. And I've actually been teaching at our school that my kids go to. They have a middle school program, and I have been lucky enough to jump in and start doing that. So I'm teaching gardening there every week with those kids for 2 hours every Friday. So it's very exciting and really fulfilling to me as somebody who loves to teach. So, and I really love kids, and I love seeing kids find their interest and passion in the garden, along with some entrepreneurial and design thinking skills along the way. So I know this is a big thing. So some of you have already supported me that through the Substack, and it means the freaking world. I cannot tell you. I actually, like, when I turned it on, I had like some happy tears because there were some of you that had pledged originally, and it made it so much more possible to me. Like, it felt like it was worthy of space, I guess. I don't know. It was really meaningful. So thank you guys. Thank you to, there's a few paid members already, and I just can't wait to meet you guys. Thank you, you guys, so much. You know who you are. So, cause I'm sure you listen to the podcast, and so know that my heart is deeply filled by that. So if you have questions, you can always email me at, you can just send it to hello@freshexchange.com. You can also message me on Instagram. My handle will be changing there to Megan Gilger, so don't be surprised. My personal account will become private. If you're already following me there, it's fine. It's meant to just kind of differentiate what's public and what's private. And more than anything, like, what's the legitimate account to follow? And yeah, Fresh Exchange is going to find a new home. So a new way of existing, but it won't be in the same way. So thank you guys for listening to this massively long podcast episode today. I hope you enjoy the first newsletter. If you sign up, you will get it this afternoon. So, or you can go and check it out once you sign up. It will be live on the site, and you'll be able to track every single Friday newsletter through the site, through Substack. You can just go to megangilger.substack.com anytime. Okay. So thanks again, guys. You're amazing. I'm going to keep the same sign off though. Until then, I'll see you out there.